Hello, listeners. I just want to take a moment to let you know that there's a bit of talk after the main episode. Please take a listen, as it's concerning some fairly big changes we're considering in the future. Chimpions to Deadlands Reloaded.
When will the Assayer's office be open?
Well, he seems to open usually mid-morning, close around lunchtime. He's
be open now then.
So over there. Sorry, yeah, there are a couple of other bodies in here. I didn't try and describe. So, yeah, there's another fella you notice sat in a corner, sort of on his own.
What time the guy, is it? Sorry.
What time is it? Well, he said he was saying he rode in at high noon, so it's probably, probably about half past 12. 1 o'clock, maybe at a bush. So, yeah, it's just past lunchtime, and you've got at least half a dozen people sat in this bar, slowly starting to drink themselves into oblivion already.
So I'll, Reverend Allen, maybe this man knows.
Maybe.
And what is his name?
Oh, the Assayer is, his name's, the Assayer is Mike, not Mike, Ike Turnbull. So yeah, you see, quite a rotund chap, sort of sat in the corner, just, you know, sort of scowling into the bar. He's got
So, Reverend, maybe we have a chat with this man.
Let's try and find out if he knows anything.
So, yeah, you head over to Ike's table.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon? Can I help you?
Let me introduce myself. I am the Reverend Allen.
Oh, sorry, Reverend.
Oh, please do not apologise. I am in town looking for an acquaintance of mine, name of Jacob Pitt. I understand that you're the Assayer here in this town.
Yeah, I am, for what it's worth. As you can see, there's not a lot of work to do.
I'm sorry that the town is falling upon hard times. It is the will of the land and the will of the Lord.
So your friend Miner, is that right?
Indeed.
What was it? What was his name again?
Jacob Pitt.
Pitt. Yeah, that rings a bell. Yeah, youngish chap. Full of enthusiasm.
Vim, full of vim. Indeed, yeah. That's the man.
Yeah. Some may find that irritating, even. Yeah,
but when put to good use.
I know the fella, yeah. He's, yeah, I think he turned up around the time things were starting to go a bit downhill. Yeah, I don't think I've seen him for 4 or 5 weeks. Came in with a $50-$60 worth of copper ore. Not an awful lot, but not bad for what a lot of people are doing at the moment. I hear he sort of waves you in, yeah, and nods over at the bar. Here he lost a lot of money to Deputy Divine there. So maybe he's, done a runner?
Maybe.
Alan and Jebediah, what you know of Jacob, he's not the sort of guy who'd do that sort of thing. You know, he's itchy feet, grass is greener and all that, but he's still a trustworthy fellow. Although $500 is a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, luckily, the deputy there has come to his senses somewhat, and old Jacob hasn't got to worry so much about his gambling faux pas, shall we say.
Really?
Indeed. It's amazing what The word of the Lord, the word of the Lord can make you realize is the righteous path. Sometimes you need to reflect upon your own actions as well as those of others.
Well, he's... yeah, Divine's not so bad.
If we could find Jacob and let him know this, that would be the best course of action. But unfortunately, none of us know where he would be.
Ah, I see. And unfortunately, nor do I. I never... I get where you're coming from. I don't track the claims. Dale used to do all that, pretty much, you know, ran the place, but since, you know, he passed away and then his place burned down, all the paperwork's gone.
Oh, his place burned down.
I mean, he may have kept some of the stuff at the bank, but they've cleared out as well.
It's most unfortunate.
The only reason I'm not leaving is at least some stuff is coming in. I'm trying to set up in another town. Well, there's no point trying to set up in an established mining community. I just gotta wait for the next boom town to spring up, hear about it, and get there before anyone else does. Sorry, that sounds cavalier, really, but, you know, we all have to make a living somehow, and mine is taking the risk of buying the ore off the miners and then selling it on.
Aye, well...
And Dale was convinced there was another seam there somewhere. Maybe there's some truth in it.
Or maybe there was. But I am no miner. Well, with no one around that knows where his claim is, potentially the records of such being lost.
Well, there's plenty of people in town that you could ask, you know, there's... That might be here. I'd tough it out or see if someone knows him bad. But a lot of the miners, they work the claim, they flit in and out of town. They're not interested in getting to the townsfolk. They're just here to blow off steam before they go and kind of dig some more.
I think we'll be heading to the theatre next.
Yeah, or the possibly blacksmiths, maybe. Seeing as the hardware store's out, I think he, you know, repairing goods, and I think he makes some, you know, some of the basics for some of the miners.
I'll see what the lads say when they've got back from the John.
Oh, they've taken on a man of the John Theatre.
No, I meant the toilet.
Oh, sorry. Well, good luck to you. Hopefully when you find him, he'll have a big stash, and you'll need the good assayer to value it and buy it off you, take it off your hands.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get to the whole house.
Hey.
Oh, dear.
Right, yeah. Let's head to the theatre.
The Jeweled Theatre is number 2, so it's just down the end of the street. So you passed it on the way, and you realise now that the sort of gaudily painted building with the
red drapes.
Yeah, with the red drapes. So yeah, you've travelled down the streets. You know, they're not empty, but for a town this size, they're pretty sparsely populated, and people seem quite downtrodden and introverted, as it were. Not rude, no one's being rude or anything to you, but people seem to be weighed down by their own worries. Can you just all roll me a notice roll?
That's unskilled unless you've got notice, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I shall double check, because I've got a feeling that you should probably get notice 4 by default.
Fucking hell.
In fact, to tell you what, can you all add, if you haven't got notice, can you put notice 4 on your thing? Because I'm pretty sure it's a skill you get for free.
Okay. Notice D4.
So yeah, if you've rolled and you've rolled it unskilled, then roll it again, which you've done.
Yeah, right, we'll do.
Is that smarts?
It is based on smarts. But yeah, if you add the skill notice,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so your attributes don't add to the skill bonuses. They act as a cap before you have to start paying more for them. Right, they become harder to learn because you haven't got a natural bent towards them, as it were. I think it's quite a nice way of doing it. Makes it nice and easy.
No Jebediah got a raise anyway.
Yeah. Even with his unskilled noticing, he rolled a 9.
Nice. Well, I would say you can keep that. Rather than rolling it again, skilled, and then possibly getting lower. As you're travelling down the street, what did everyone else get?
Yeah.
I got it. I got 5.
So yeah, Jebediah, as you're travelling down, you're heading for towards the what's the proper name for it? Rather than whorehouse, there's a nicer name, isn't there?
House of ill repute.
House of ill repute, or sometimes bathhouse would be a front for them as well, wouldn't it? You know. Mm. So let's say the bathhouse. Just, you know, as you're travelling down, do you just catch a reflection of yourself, Jebediah, in one of the building's windows? And just for a fleeting second, you look to be in a state of terror.
Oh.
Yeah, you just catch it out of the corner of your eye, and you take a double take, and it's what you would expect. But it's, again, a little unsettling. But obviously, you know, just a trick of the light, and you carry on, don't really think much more about it. As you arrive outside the dual theatre, of which you can hear the faint sounds of sort of music drifting out of, quite, you know, quiet, subdued.
Do you fellas have lodgings for the night?
Do have what, sorry?
Lodgings.
Lodgings?
Oh. Have we got lodgings?
Oh, yeah.
Have you fellas got lodgings for the night?
Got a bed roll.
Well, I figure this might be a good place to hole up.
Maybe your church is welcome in such an abundance of debauchery, but not somewhere I would like to rest my head.
I can imagine where you'd like to rest your head, Reverend Allen.
As they say, flee from sexual immorality. All of the sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body.
We are.
Yeah,
all...
and I would say it's not unheard of for a bathhouse, shall we say, to maybe, you know, hire the odd room out, but it's certainly not the norm. You know, normally if you're hiring a room, you'd be hiring a company along with it, which would make it quite an expensive way of, you know, resting your head, just if you genuinely want to rest your head.
Which head?
Well, I'm hoping for charity.
Yeah, it's not the sort of place you would expect charity. It's very, very... commercial type enterprise is prostitution.
But can I always try?
Well, you can. Yes, I'm not saying you can't. I just didn't want you to. Yeah, didn't want you to think that was the norm. That was all. Sorry. Apologies. Yeah, I'm not trying to railroad you by any means.
Fair enough.
As you enter the building, which is it's a 2-story building. The downstairs is fairly, you know, open. As you walk in, you can see there's a sort of a sweeping staircase to the right that leads up to, you know, sort of a balcony that leads on to obviously several, you know, rooms for various pastimes. But it's primarily a large, fairly open room, you know, with tables, a stage at one end. Yeah, draped off at both sides. Obviously, there's a back, sort of a backstage area. You see, there's a Chinese woman, maybe in her late 20s. Certainly, not an attractive woman, but dressed, you know, quite normally. You know, work shirt and pants. Just, you know, sort of sweeping up. Generally, you know, tidying the place up. I mean, it's much like a saloon as well. It has its own bar. And, you know, behind the bar, writing in a ledger is raven black-haired, very incredibly attractive woman in probably her early 30s. Again, dressed very, you know, modestly. It's obviously that they are preparing for the evening rather than, you know, it's not open per se. And yeah, this sort of tinkling music is coming from somewhere in the backstage area. It's giving a sort of a gentle, relaxing ambience. As yeah, these two women seem to be going about the preparations for another night's trade.
Good evening, ladies. Or good afternoon, ladies.
So, Jebediah, do you look like a preacher?
Well, only as much as I've got a dog collar on, but...
They both look up. The Chinese woman's sweeping the floor. It gives you a winning smile. You know, the smile, you know, lights her face up. You think she probably is maybe one of the hostesses here? Possibly. She's certainly, you know, not a dowdy-looking woman. And the woman behind the bar gives you all a very appraising look. And she speaks, the other one, doesn't she? She says, you're a little early, gentlemen. I'm sorry, we don't tend to open until it starts to darken down outside. If you're just after a drink, I suggest the 6 foot under, or, yeah, they do food as well. It's all right. It's the only place that's going to serve you food. We do later, but, as I say, we're not prepared really for guests.
Well, we'd be delighted for a drink if you're offering. But may I say that it is a delight to meet two of God's most beautiful creations here on this wondrous day.
Yeah, can you just roll me persuasion if you have it?
Yep. Five.
Five, so you make it, yeah. Can you just roll me a notice as well? In fact, you can all roll a notice, actually. It would make sense. Reverend Allen, do you want to just roll one as well?
A notice. Nope. I'm too busy trying to avert my eyes from this debauchery.
Yeah, the two Europeans, man. But Wolf, you see... Yeah, a demeanour. I mean, it's noticeable to you, to both Reverend Allen and Jebediah, to some extent. But Wolf, you see her almost, you know, put a mask on as she, you know, as her demeanour sort of changes from what is, you know, quite a business-like demeanour to a very, well, Reverend, I would be honoured, and it's appreciated that a man such as yourself would... treat ladies such as myself with such respect. Would all three of you gentlemen like to partake of a drink?
Sarsaparilla, please.
Whiskey.
I will certainly take a whiskey, madame.
So she pours two whiskies and a sarsaparilla, which I think is just sort of a fruit juice drink, isn't it? Is that right?
That's right. It's not alcoholic.
And I think we've just made it canon that everywhere carries it, because it's the equivalent of Coke. So, yeah, she gives you all this charming smile. Wolf, you see that it's not disingenuous per se, but it's obviously her persona for her clients, if you like, rather than the business-like woman that was stood behind the bar only moments ago. And she gives you all your drinks. And she says, well, Reverend, we're not here to judge. That's somebody else's job, she says, giving you a little wink.
I'll raise my hand up.
She says, but, you know, we do genuinely, you know, we have preparations to make, and we don't tend to, you know, we aim to be ready for sundown. You know, if you were looking for just somewhere to pass the evening with a little pleasant company, then by all means. But until then, as you can see, we have other preparations to do.
I do not wish to intrude, nor do my companions. Certainly, go about your preparations, but I'd be grateful if at some point during the course of the evening we might make one or two inquiries with yourselves about miners in the town.
Maybe we could make inquiries now.
Yeah, you notice as you sort of say that, she sort of sweeps all of your chests with her vision. Obviously looking for a badge.
Well, my persuasion failed, so...
She says, well, what sort of inquiries? Some of...
Well, my dear...
Let's just say I will defend my girls to the last, and sometimes they don't always have the whitest of white backgrounds.
Now, don't you worry yourself. This is nothing to do with the ladies you have here in this house. We're asking about the whereabouts of a man that we all know, the name of Jacob Pitt. You wouldn't happen to know of such a gentleman. Maybe he used to come here for company.
It's possible.
I'll try and use my persuasion.
Yeah, by all means, do you?
And I make it.
You make it? Oh, so close to a raise. Well, I will certainly ask the girls. I don't always... some of them have regulars or someone who makes an impression. It doesn't ring a bell to me, but I don't always remember the names. Unless they've caused trouble and then... But yeah, I shall ask. I appreciate if you would rather come back during the day tomorrow rather than maybe risking your reputations by coming back in the evening when they could be misconstrued.
There is no reputation which could be misconstrued upon myself. My faith is my shield for such.
She says. Spurious. She says, looking at Reverend Allen, because Jebediah is the one who appears to be the preacher. Sir, are you a preacher as well?
I am the Reverend Allen at your service, my lady.
Well, you do make a strange trio. Two preachers and a Native American.
We are looking to grow our flock.
And if I'm not much mistaken, you do not look like the sort of fellow who has embraced the ways of the Lord, she says, looking at Wolf. Because you follow the old ways, don't you, and all that sort of thing. And I think, yeah, your dress would reflect that to some extent. And most Indians who sort of embrace the Western way of life tend to start showing signs of, wearing hats. Mm. Yeah, just little bits, because they want to embrace it.
I am here to humour these two.
Ah, well.
And humorous you are, my friend.
Well, if you're a medicine man, there's got to be a joke in there somewhere.
Bad medicine.
Ooh.
Well, I shall ask the girls, and I do appreciate your courtesy.
Now we'll come back this evening, as I say. There is nothing that can be said that would besmirch my good intentions.
Well, that is appreciated, Reverend, wasn't it? And you would be familiar with all the different terms for preachers.
Yeah.
So, do you plan to stay here for long? If he's a miner, which I guess he probably is, it could take you a while to track him down.
The plans are to find him. Now, however long that takes will determine how long we stay. It doesn't seem like it's going to be any time soon, that's for sure.
There's the... if you're going to be here for a little while, there's the River Hotel. It's, well, what can I say? It's like all places here. It's there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not the cheeriest of places.
Are the beds clean?
Well, I believe so.
That'll do for me. We can bring our own cheer.
There was a boarding house, but that's since closed up. There's a few closed buildings here that... Well, I don't know. You don't want to run in with a marshal, really.
So we've met one of his deputies. One of six, apparently.
Ah, that's right. They keep the town free of trouble, but I'm not sure they don't find more trouble than there actually is. But yeah, I shall ask and...
We'll come back this evening. We'll
not necessarily used to such courtesy from men of the cloth. Let's throw me out a little.
Well, we should not judge unless there is reason to do so.
Well, no, and usually the men of the cloth that that aren't taking advantage of the facilities are normally more courteous than the ones that have. Shall we say? Well, good day to you, gentlemen, and one for the road.
No, thank you kindly.
No, we'll leave.
God's blessings be upon you.
Well, thank you. It's not that I'm not a God-fearing woman. Just needs must and all that. You use what skills you have. And you leave the jeweled theatre, or jewel theatre.
Yeah, we'll head down to the Cry a River Hotel.
So you head down to the Cry a River Hotel, yeah, and as you get closer, yeah, you can see the outside. It was obviously very grand, isn't the right word, but it was obviously a well-appointed building. And it still is under the peeling paint and everything. It's not ramshackle. It just needs some serious attention. As you get closer and you can make the outlines of what was behind the peeled paint, the vague stains on the wood, you can see it was actually called the Crystal River Hotel. It's just that a few of the letters have fallen away.
Well, I'll have to level with you fellas. I'd looked for more of the Lord's workings in this town, and I have to say his seed has fallen upon fallow ground. I don't think I can afford to spend a night in a hostelry such as this.
Have you got a tent?
Well, I do have a bedroll.
It's certainly not a time of year. You're in the mountains. It will be cold at night, but it's certainly, we haven't chosen a time of year, but let's say it's a time of year when the weather is clement per se for this area. So none of you, I don't think, will be unaccustomed to sleeping under the stars, but all of you, Wolf included, because of being Creek, you're also not averse to the comforts of being indoors.
Yeah, but not this. I don't feel comfortable sleeping indoors here. I was going to look at that building opposite. That one there.
I mean, you could just take a spin of the town if you wanted to.
Yeah, we'll have a ride round and then choose the best building we can sleep in. Apart from Reverend Allen.
I'll be sleeping in the hotel, thank you very much.
Thanks for hanging about to listen to this bit. It's very much appreciated. So, as you may have noticed, we've been posting a few Deadlands Reloaded episodes as a taster for what we thought was going to be Patreon-only content. The thing is that trying a new system and settings, being a bit of a massive shot in the arm, sort of renewed, certainly my enthusiasm, not only in producing content for the players, but also in the editing process as well. Because of this, I'm seriously considering refocusing this show to produce Deadlands content. Now, this wouldn't mean an end to the superhero stuff at all, just a change of the focus. And along with that would probably come a revamp of the website and the Patreon site as well. So I really can't stress enough how much this foray into the Deadlands has bolstered my enjoyment of producing the podcast. In fact, it's reminded me that this was meant to be a bit of fun. So, if you're comfortable with the possible refocus, great. There's nothing for you to do. Just sit back, enjoy whatever changes we bring along. But we do have a very loyal listenership, and we value that loyalty. So if you do feel strongly about the change, then please let us know. And to do that, you can contact me at mark@champions.co.uk. Thank you very much for your patience and consideration. And see you again soon.